in the dugout.
Well, I just heard Claire Summers over there saying that you're going to be vital on Saturday. You've broken the record of sixes this season. Pressure on your shoulders?
Yeah, I think there's always pressure on your shoulders in any game of cricket you play. You know, I'm a senior player in the side, and I think I pride myself on always trying to look at putting a performance. You know, in saying that, we've been really fortunate in the last sort of 6 weeks that different people have put up their hands, and we're not reliant on, you know, one person. So, you know, I think everyone's just really excited and ready to put in a big performance.
You've played in finals of other T20 competitions. This one's a bit different, though, isn't it, with a semi-final and final on the same day?
Yeah, really looking forward to it. You know, I've heard and wanted to be part of a finals day for a couple of years. So, you know, I've heard really good things. I mean, exciting event to be part of. I think you have to think back over the season and just think, you know, what we've done well to get here. And I think that's been exciting. And, you know, if we can go out and just enjoy the day, enjoy the atmosphere and the occasion and put our best foot forward.
What are you expecting from the Birmingham Bears? You know, it's their home ground, isn't it, Edgbaston? Is that an advantage for them?
Yeah, I'm sure they'll feel comfortable, you know, being in familiar surroundings. But like I say, finals days is a whole different kettle of fish. So, you know, I think from our point of view, we go in fresh and sort of an opposition we don't play against that often, which is I think is a good thing. You know, we don't have too many preceived sort of ideas on what to expect, and we can go in with our, you know, and just do our things well and enjoy the occasion.
And it's a fantastic opportunity, isn't it, to really put Glamorgan on the map to get some silverware.
Yeah, we've played good cricket in this format over, you know, sort of 3 years since I've been at the club, and you know, I think we're just sort of starting to break through to where we want to be. So we were really disappointed last year, you know, crashing out in the quarterfinals. So, you know, to go all the way to finals day and give us a great opportunity of winning a trophy is really exciting.
And on your run to finals day, the weather obviously caused havoc. I think I came to one game, it lasted an hour, and I had to go to town then to the pub, which was dreadful for me. But it means, is it a good or a bad thing for you? Does it mean that you're fresher, or does it mean that you've just had fewer opportunities to smash the ball around the ground?
Yeah, I don't know. No one can control the weather, but I'm sure the farmers are happy in Wales. They've received some good rains. I think when you play cricket, and especially out in the UK, there are a lot of rain-affected games. It's just part and parcel of the sport we play. So, I don't think it's had really any effect. It's just one of those seasons. It's been pretty wet and unfortunate for the, you know, for the followers and for the crowds that have come in. But you know, hopefully we can give them something to shout about this weekend.
And you want to increase your record? You're on 30 sixes now. Is that right?
Yeah,
I think. Or do you not keep
going? No, I do keep going. I think last season, you know, hitting 29, I sort of surprised myself and didn't really come back with too much of a goal, you know, sixes wise. But I suppose if you play well and you hit the ball sweetly, sort of that's a reward. And I've been fortunate if you've sailed over again, and you know, hopefully I can hit a few more in finals day.
Well, good luck.
Thank you very much.